Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents Sports Talk Saturday.
Don't tell me. We're about to go over a huge waterfall.
Yep.
Sharp rocks at the bottom?
Most likely.
Bring it on.
On WGR.
Booyah!
Sports Radio 550.
Digging into the archives. Emperor's New Groove type. The sharp rocks at the bottom are actually watching the Buffalo Sabres. Just so you know. Bring it on. No, bring it off, actually. Because I was driving in here. Derek Kramer, solo show here today, only until 1 o'clock, so a short show as well today. Niagara basketball at 1 p.m. We'll probably end up talking with Todd Callen toward the end of the show as well. But there's plenty of time for you. 803-0550 is the number. Get in early, get in often as we can. But as I'm driving in, I was at the game yesterday in the press box, and one of the more infuriating thoughts that you can have driving in today is, all right, the Bills are going to have to play the Steelers without both of their tackles. The offenses look shaky and at times very disappointing. Buffalo is sitting there trying to get things done. And at the end of the day, they are 7-4. This isn't Kansas City, where the Chiefs are sitting at 6-6 now. The Bills had that problem 2 years ago, by the way, standing at 6-6, and playoff odds really looking grim. But the Bills are there at 7-4. They have opportunities to try to get themselves more comfortable and in position this weekend. But yeah. You're looking at this and going, oh, this might be a frustrating game tomorrow. This might be a frustrating game for the Bills against the Steelers. And then you think to yourself, okay, well, what can you do to deal with the misery or deal with a little bit of the pessimism? I mean, the Bandits start tonight. That's good. But if you try to turn to the hockey team, it's not going to work for you. If your escape from bad vibes from football is to try to go and watch hockey, you're either a sicko, like me, or I don't know what else to call it anymore. Because the Sabres are once again proving to be an exercise in futility. skip back to like a couple, almost a month ago now. The Sabres are looking promising. They had beaten the defending cup champions rather handedly. And I fell for it again. I got my button. I fell for it again. Hooray. Look at me go. Because that's something that the city wants, is to just believe that the Sabres can do something other than exist in last place in the Eastern Conference. That's it. That's all fans are asking for at this point. And yet here we are. Once again, threatening to have the season dead by Christmas. Because the Sabres, who have one win on the road, by the way, have a six-game road trip starting December 3rd. And while the Sabres are typically pretty good with the Western swings, it's typically California they have a lot better of a time with, but next week they start a heavy road trip. They've won one game on the road. Yesterday, the stats will show you they outshot the Devils 42-23. It wasn't as threatening as the shot totals will give you. They were too late crashing the net. There were tons of rebounds. They were not getting there in time. And yet, here we are again. Anytime that this team shows a sliver of hope, a fraction of promise and potential, then there's weeks like this. They lose in Pittsburgh on Wednesday. They lose yesterday. Get shut out in front of a sellout crowd again. And if you lose to Minnesota, who's won 7 in a row, by the way, you go 0-3. They're already back in last place in the East, by the way. That was a fun 4 days. But it's an exercise in futility with this team. It really is. And I guess I should apologize for trying to get out in front of it and be like, hey, maybe they're actually more fun this time. No. They're not. They're not. How are you going to replace the goals from trading J.J. Paterka? The answer is they haven't. They haven't, really. They're in the bottom half of the Eastern Conference, bottom half of the league in goals scored. They're on the higher end for allowing goals as well, even though everyone in the Atlantic seems to be doing that. But the Sabres have become, I don't want to say the word useless here, but I don't know what to say. I would like to cover the local hockey team and watch them with a vested interest. And it not have to do with people being removed from the organization. Because now, I am looking at this in a selfish perspective. I just want to let that be abundantly clear here. As someone that, you know, I do this show, I do the Extra Point show. I want to be able to talk about something other than the Bills all of the time. It's repetitive. It really is. Then it gets hyper-focused, and then the next thing you know, there's a GM yelling at a radio station show host. Part of it is because the Buffalo Sabres do not allow us an opportunity to talk about them in a way that is meaningful. It's always this. It is always this. The Sabres and their futility help nobody, and it includes the Buffalo Bills. They help no one. Their current existence is to just make people miserable, or worse, make them apathetic towards the Sabres. And apathy is the worst thing. I do not want to become apathetic about this team. There are enough people that work in this building that seem to have gotten there. I'm not going to speak for them, but it is the fact that we do not talk about them. Because it is tiring to talk about the same song and dance with this same team. The Sabres have some issues sometimes with accountability. The players will say it. We got too high on ourselves there. We didn't respect the game of hockey, Tage Thompson said a couple weeks ago. How do you as a team, in its current regime, I don't even want to talk about the playoff drought. I'm talking about its current regime. In the 6 years of this regime, how do you end up getting to a point where you are acting like you're better than anyone when you haven't made the playoffs in the 6 years of this regime? And the answer is, if there are higher-ups that are not held accountable for their failures, then why would you, within that locker room, why would it matter? Your boss doesn't seem to have any issues with accountability when things are not being run right. And it trickles down. It's human nature. It's observation. And last night, with 9 minutes left in the third period of that game, they were only down 4-0, by the way. There was still another goal to be scored. The Fire Adams chants got loud enough that they were carrying through the broadcast. And the worst part about that is, there is no quick fix to this. Because say they fire Adams. There's a new general manager. He has to step in. This, that, and the other. You're probably trading some star players. And you're starting over again. With probably the youngest team in the NHL again. I don't know. Maybe the general manager has a different idea. But what I've seen from them, and what they're threatening to show the fans right now, is that the season might be dead and in last place in the Eastern Conference with no way out for the second straight year. They would be playing out the string for 4 months. I'm sorry, but that on back-to-back, I don't care if the contract expires at the end of the year. A message needs to be sent that it's not okay. And Paul has said it several times, and I'm fully in agreement with him on this. I hope Pegula is happy. Because this team is not threatening for a playoff spot again. This team is not fulfilling any of its potential. This team is not very good. And even in an Atlantic division where they are refusing to leave everyone behind, Toronto and Buffalo are sitting there at 23 and 22 points. They're not dead. And yet, what faith would you have in the Buffalo Sabres right now that they actually go ahead and get it changed? And remember, this is supposed to be a way to distract you from the Bills having a little bit of a miserable stretch as well. They can't even serve that purpose. And I think more criminal than anything else, it's tarnishing the luster of Lindy Ruff's legacy in Buffalo too. Because the last thing that people are going to remember are these last 2 years. the last 2 years, in which, by the way, how you managed to paint the picture externally, I don't know if that's how it was internally, but what it looks like from the outside is, oh, it was clearly it was Granato. He can't take them to the next step. We'll get rid of him. We'll keep all the assistants, but we're not going to get rid of anyone else. We're going to just bring in Lindy Ruff. And that's it. But you don't get to hire your own assistants, Lindy. So it paints the picture of it's all Granato's fault that they didn't take that next step, right? That's what it looks like. Nope. Matter of fact, last year, you're dead in the water, out of a playoff race before Christmas. And this year, you're threatening to do the same thing for the second year in a row. Clearly, that doesn't look like that was Granato's fault. And I'm not here to pin the blame on Lindy saying that it's coaching. No. But the general manager has now repeatedly said, I regret not taking action during certain stretches. Here's another one. There's a threat of another one. There's a threat of another bad stretch that buries the team. And again, the Sabres are supposed to be an escape. Not just if you're feeling bad about the Bills, but from everyday life too. God forbid if people want to watch a hockey game and try to get entertainment out of it. And the Sabres are not even providing that on a season-long basis. They can't. Last week was fun. That was cool. Hey, remember when they scored 9 goals against the Blackhawks? That was fun. And every time they show a little bit of that twinkle, they don't back it up. And that's where it really hurts. .503-0550 is the number to call. I wanted to open up with that, mostly because I wanted to get my frustrations out about the Sabres, how it looked last night, how it continues to look from the standings, and quite frankly, the misery that they continue to drive into its own fan base, which has got to be the most loyal group of people in the world. They may be frustrated, but they are still showing up and they are still paying to be there because they want to believe in something. And last week you showed them a little bit of it. And now they cannot get it done again. We'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Mike in Amherst. Mike, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Good morning. I'm right with you. I'm frustrated. Last night I was there. It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to the league. I don't know what Pegula is thinking anymore. Is he even the real owner of this team, or is he an owner that's dead in the water? Like, he doesn't care. Honestly, Adams should have been fired at the start of the season when they went on the losing streak. What gives? You got Alex Tuch on an expiring contract. You got Owen Power that absolutely looks like garbage out there. You got 3 goalies. None of them can absolutely stop pucks. I mean, all aligning shots last day were just horrendous. Why is he still a goalie for the Sabres? Why is UPL still here? And you know, you got Cole now sitting in the press box. What's he going to turn into a big waste to? What is Adams doing behind scenes to even remotely come up with a trade? I mean, you got Alex Tuch that's ready to walk out. Guarantee he walks out at the end of the season, and guess who's going to be next? Thompson, Darlene, the rest of them. I'm frustrated. I'm a loyal Sabres fan. I've been down there for years. Here we are sitting here with our hands wrapped around, oh, let's believe in the team. There's no belief anymore. Sabres fans need to start, like, waking up and start boycotting the Sabres and start sending a message to Terry Pegula. Hang up and listen.
Mike, appreciate the call, and there's a lot there. There is. I look at it as, yeah, if you trade players away, more will probably want to follow suit, because there will be players that say, I do not want to go through a rebuild. I don't want to have to waste my career with a team that has not been able to get it done. And I have tried to be a part of the difference, for example. But that's where I'm not sure that everyone will request their way out of here. Not everyone, I should say. Because there are some players that want to be the difference. But Tuck, it's contractual at this point. If he's not re-signed by now, is there any realistic option that he will? The three goalies part, by the way. Lindy Ruff himself managed to say a little bit about the frustration of that. And that comes back to the general manager. Do something. You have three goaltenders again in your tenure. And it is hard to manage a roster when you have three goaltenders on the roster repeatedly. It is hard for goaltenders to get into a rhythm if you have three goalies on the roster. You do not get to have somebody in the practice net, even if they are the regular backup. There's always going to be a goalie sitting on the outside of that, not getting regular work. You don't have many teams carrying three goalies, let alone routinely. Who does it routinely? Buffalo. Where's Buffalo routinely been? At the bottom. And the general manager needs to do something. Do something about it. Fix it. It is no longer time for wait and see. You are at the crossroads once again, Kevin Adams. Don't let the train pass in front of your eyes again without doing anything. Simple as that. You cannot have another season where the team looks like it's going to be skidding into the basement of the Eastern Conference and staying there again and do the same exact thing. The definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And the Sabres fans are the ones that are suffering from that approach. That's the problem. You need to do something. You say you regretted not doing something when this team went on its skid last year. Hey, here's your chance. Here's your chance to do something about it. Show that you took a lesson from it. You even have a couple of assets. Teams need a goalie. If you think that Colton Ellis is going to get claimed on waivers, then get something for him. That is part of the recognition on this. If you don't think Ellis is a long-term answer, and you think but you also think he's going to get claimed for nothing, then make a trade and get something for him. Something, anything. Because then at the very least, you free up the clogged net. There's a benefit to that. That's really where it is. We'll keep going here. Adam and Clarence, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hi, guys. Appreciate the time. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Realistically, I have no idea what we're even doing as an organization anymore. I'll give you a bit of a backstory just real quick. I was born in 99, so I'm a younger guy. Was too young to really experience the joy of the 05, 06, 06, 07 teams. This organization has just completely sapped my love and the love of Buffalo for hockey out of this community. It is disgusting the fact that I talk to people around me now that may have kids or I know people that have kids, and they ask people, oh, what's your favorite hockey team? Oh, the Edmonton Oilers. Well, why? Because of Connor McDavid. And they go, well, wait, you got a pro team here. It's the Buffalo Sabres. Oh, well, they lose all the time. I don't want to be a part of that. It's sickening the fact that Kevin Adams still has job security, like you mentioned, unlimited job security. And it's ridiculous that we are spending our hard-earned money. Like you said last night, it's a sellout. The place after the Thompson fight with Nathan was rocking. And you go out and you put out an effort like that, it's just ridiculous. And I will echo the sentiments of the first caller. And it's not against the ticket reps that are saying, hey, do you want to buy quarter seasons, 10 packs, whatever. I cannot seriously keep spending my hard-earned money when it feels like management and ownership. And like you said, some of the players do want to be here. I know they want to make the change. Dalene being one of them. He wears his heart on his sleeve. Same with Thompson. But I cannot justify spending my hard-earned money to watch this when this management and ownership does not seem to care about Buffalo and the fans that have given everything to this team since the 1970s. It's ridiculous. So just to wrap up, I don't know what else to say, but yes, Buffalo, if you have time, money, why are you wasting it on this team until they make a change? They're obviously not going to. So please, just – I guess put your money where your mouth is and stop showing up to spend money to watch this product. That's just my two thoughts, guys, but I appreciate you taking my call. I apologize for getting a little heated there, but no, I'll hang up and listen.
Adam, I appreciate that there are still people. Here's the thing. I got a couple of you calling in right away about the Sabres here today. After a 5-0 loss, people still care. And there are fans that, Adam, they've hit past the point of where you are, past the point of both of the callers that we've taken already, which is you're calling in because you are frustrated. You mentioned there are kids that their favorite team's not the Sabres. My nephew loves the San Jose Sharks. My nephew is 7. He likes the Sharks. He doesn't like the Sabres. The Sharks haven't been good for much of the duration of my nephew's existence. But this year they're better than the Sabres. It is brutal what this team has turned into for an entire generation of fans, let alone for the entirety of the fan base. A fan base that got used to being one of the most successful organizations in all of pro sports. They didn't have the championships to go with it, but they were routinely near the top of the league. The teams in the early 90s with LaFontaine, McGillney, Hasek carrying it through the rest of that decade. The 05-06 run, where they make 2 straight conference finals and are amongst the top of the league. Even into the 2010s, where they started out by being a playoff team, and then it all goes down from there. We all know the date of correlation that people will tie to it. It's tough. It's tough. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll make the transition to the Bills. Alan, you're on hold. Stay there. We'll get to Bills conversations coming up on the other side here on a Sports Talk Saturday, on a chilly Saturday here in Buffalo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I mean, I just got to be on the opportunity to be able to play with Josh. You can't pass up the opportunity. He's a special player. All you do is hear about this organization from afar being a special place and how they treat players. I mean, it's all about ball, so I'm thankful to be here for sure.
All right. New Bills receiver, Brandon Cooks. Talking about the opportunity to play with Josh Allen, and hopefully this offense can utilize him in a proper setting here. It's going to be a little tougher. Bills will be without Spencer Brown, Deion Dawkins for this game. They might have Dalton Kincaid. He worked his way through practice this week on a limited basis. Hopefully the Bills are able to get something done. And we've talked a little bit of, like, throughout the season, there's been the frustrations about the passing game. Now sitting at 7-4 and you blink the wrong way, you're out of a playoff spot at the current moment if things go all the way wrong for you over the weekend. But, you know, the fact that there's a non-zero chance that the Bills could be sitting on the outside on Monday. That's not a good feeling at all. To that point, I'm now getting to, I'm slowly approaching the outlook of, I don't care how you win anymore, just do it. And we'll deal with the nuance during the week. But the closer I get to Sundays, I'm thinking I'm going to start turning into a repeated thought process of, I don't care anymore. I don't care how you win, just do it. Get it done. Especially when you have both of your offensive tackles out. 803-0550 is the number to call. Alan, I promised to get you after the break, and here we are. So, Alan, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, sure, no problem. I just wanted to mention, you know, we talk about Spencer Brown and Deion Dawkins being out. I'll tell you, though, they have not had a good year, either one of them. You look at the three losses, Atlanta, Miami, and Houston, they've been responsible for 12 sacks. I went back and looked at it. They were turnstiles in that Houston game. And Deion Dawkins, I think, leads the league in false starts, 7. And so I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. I listened to Dan Orlowski this week on Steve Tasker, and he thinks the Bills, this is a get-right game for Josh Allen and the Bills. And he pointed out certain areas of that secondary, how they bunch up and how they get confused. And with Brandon Cooks, I just think they're going to take this team apart. You know what's funny, though? I looked at 10-point spreads at the beginning of the week. Three of them had the Bills at 4, 4.5. Two had them at 7, had them at 7.5. Aaron Rodgers comes back. The spread only went down a half. You know, a little, only a half a point. You know, the spread started leaning towards Rodgers, and it's back up today again. So I think, you know, I mean, I don't know how much of a difference. I feared more Mason Rudolph because of the way he can run. He's a running quarterback, and Rodgers is more of a stationary quarterback. And who knows how that's going to be with that hand. You know, and everybody's talking about TJ or, you know, Watt coming in. I just think the Bills learned a lesson, and with the rest, I just feel really good about this game. And, you know, you said that they could be out of a playoff spot. It's very slim. Houston would have to beat Indy, and that's the only way if somehow the Bills blew this game. Because Pittsburgh by Cincinnati, and, you know, everybody's worried about Cincinnati next week. Five turnovers is what beat the Ravens. That's what beat the Ravens on Sunday. And Lamar looked horrible, absolutely horrible. But you're not going to win any football game with. I think Jared Goff had five turnovers in Indy last year, and they won last week, and they last year and they won a game. But that's rare. 95% of games you're not going to win with five. The Bills are early 7.5-point favorites in that game anyway. But anyway, I'll hang up and listen to you. I just feel good about this. You know, everybody's talking about our injuries. The Bears were without six defensive starters yesterday and two offensive starters, and look what they did. Take care.
Alan, appreciate the call, and thank you for that. I will say, when it comes to the offensive line, do be careful what you wish for. You know, obviously Brown and Dawkins have not had the best of seasons, but typically – you also can look at it as careful what you wish for, because sometimes you complain about a player and then the backup is in and go, oh, that's why. Because Brown and Dawkins have been, for several years, amongst the best at their respective sides of the football. Or their respective sides of the offensive line, I should say. They've been good. And you do trust them, ultimately, even when they have rough games. This season has been the one to call into question, be like, hey, what's going on here? But I look at this as sometimes then you see the backups play and go, oh, that's what. And offensive linemen really do thrive on chemistry. And that is a problem that can be sometimes messed with when not one but two of your offensive linemen are missing. At the very least, for the one game that it happens, it could throw things off sorts. Timing, chemistry, communication, anything of the like can be thrown off in that sense. I do worry about it in that way, but also because they have a tough matchup. It's not just TJ Watt. It's Nick Herbig, who has been a very good pass rusher in his own right. It's Alex Highsmith coming back from injury, and he is fantastic for them. So we'll see what happens. It might be a slog it out kind of game. I don't really look at the betting lines for the Bills this year, mostly because they tend to lie. The Bills do, not the betting lines. Well, hang on. It turns the betting lines into liars, I should say. But, you know, that's just kind of how the season has been. Go back to the phones. Bob and Cheektowaga, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
I'm good, my friend. I've been listening to you. I'm sorry I couldn't get back to you while you're talking about the Sabres.
No worries. We can always revisit things.
I cannot totally disagree, absolutely 100%, with what you said about the Sabres. They had zone presence from the start of the game. They were hitting from the start of the game. The third or fourth line change, you had a face-off, off the face-off fight where Tage addressed the guy that leveled them last year. We haven't seen an off-the-face-off fight in years. They constantly were hitting through the whole game. They had people in front of the net the whole game. It's totally the opposite view of what you said, where they weren't they had people in front of that net that whole game. I watched it twice. And I was sitting there with my nephew, and we were, like, amazed that they weren't scoring. And if they play every game like they played last night, they're going to win most of the games the remaining part of the season if they maintain what they did last night.
Bob, I'll keep you on here for a little bit of a tit for tat sort of thing here. And it's more or less,
if they were more consistent, they were getting to the net, but they sometimes were getting there late. And that's when those rebounds aren't being converted. Because Jake Allen was really putting some of those pucks in front of the net there. The one that really hurts in my mind is Benson lunging and diving to try to get one. And it's because he's just not there in time. It did look like it was a timeliness thing, and they were plugging up the middle a pretty good amount, New Jersey was.
Oh, I disagree, but that's, you know, how we kind of, yeah, that's how the world is, man. But yep. You know what? I respect your view on the game, though.
Yeah, and again, I appreciate the call, Bob, and thanks for calling in about it. I hope that they're able to pick things up and turn them around starting tonight. I do want them to turn things around. Why? Well, just for something different. Every year, it's the same thing of, you know, the Bills, depending on how things are going with their variants, but they're ultimately typically a playoff team, and we'll see what happens in January. And then that frustration shows up. But the Sabres are not in the conversation. And I think I speak for a large amount of people when I say I just want them in the conversation again. 2023 was cool. The 2022-23 season was really cool in that sense. They inserted themselves into a conversation about the playoffs and were eliminated in game 81. It's also the most unique season probably in the entire playoff drought because they actually threatened to make it. Take a time out. Come back here. Booty cheek of the week. We got business to conduct. We'll look at what was wrong throughout the weekend in sports and a certain Thanksgiving side dish is going to be on the hit list.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today.
Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There it is. Booty cheek of the week on every Sports Talk Saturday.
Your show's the one that's the booty cheek.
It's been a while since I did a wireline voice. Outside of, you know, everyone that got duped by the Sabres yesterday and going to that game, it was a sellout. You poor souls. I was also there. So I guess I'm with you. I got stuck in traffic at some point like so many others did, even though people were leaving early. It did not help. It did not help in some spots. That's okay. But for me, here's something that's not on the on the list of the booty cheek of the week, and that's Thanksgiving. I'm a big Thanksgiving guy. I like going to, you know, spend time with family and enjoying food. And there's always a dish, there's always a side dish that upsets me irrationally. Cranberry sauce. And now hang on. Cranberry sauce, when done right, is good. However, there are still people out there, whether you know them or not, that they grab the cranberry sauce in a can. Canberry sauce. I'll tell you right, Evan, have you ever had canberry sauce?
I don't think so, and I think maybe years ago, and I just thought it was just, it's just, it's not my thing. I don't like cranberry sauce, whether it's not in a can or not in a can, basically.
But there is a difference.
Right.
Like, and so oddly enough, Joe Calley, our usual co-host in that chair, he said fighting words earlier this week on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show when he said he despises turkey and he would rather have a rotisserie chicken.
Now that's taking it a little bit far.
Evan, I almost jumped through the glass.
Yeah. Turkey's great, and I think turkey is overhated in my
opinion. It's overhated, but like a cranberry sauce, if not done right, it can really turn people off.
Right.
Canberry sauce is that... it is the literal visage of that, of the saying. If you don't do it right, it can ruin it for everybody. That gelatinous substance. Yeah, so there it is. Hating on cranberry sauce here. Well, canberry sauce. But again, with turkey too. If it's too dry, it can mess people up. And that's something there. But... yeah, there it is. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving weekend. If you didn't get to celebrate on Thanksgiving on its actuality, I know people that, like, you know, you work in retail, anything of the sort like that, or if you are just working, you know, it's something that happens, unfortunately. But I hope you were able to make up for it over the weekend as well, or throughout this weekend here. Take a timeout, come back, dive into the nitty-gritty of the Bills and Steelers here. As we're in for only another hour, Pat Mellicaro will join us at the bottom of the hour as he's going to be calling the Niagara basketball game today against Detroit Mercy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.